I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Yeah, Tim versus the FCC coming up along with bad jokes. And yes, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. Still time for a few more of your calls on our question. Men's Room Blank Question Style. Don't be like me and do blank 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, boys, where's the fire?
Hola.
Bad taste slash too soon. Don't be like me and take more than what your college considers a full load. For example, I tried taking 18 credits when a full load was 15.
What were you majoring in?
I was majoring in mechanical engineering.
All right. Well, that's your problem. You're one of those smart dudes, man.
Were you a...
The reason I did that is because I went in there under the pretense that I'd be out in, like, 2 years. Yeah, I know. My friends later told me unless I was pursuing a medical degree or something else, yeah, not happening.
Did you get your degree in, how many years did it take you?
So it was at a community college. I spent what wound up being 4 years there, and then it took another 2 years at uni before I got my degree.
All right. Well, you got your degree.
It took me, unfortunately, a year longer than I wanted.
Well, what do you do now? I mean, are you working in the field?
I'm doing civil engineering, as I've said in the past.
Well, at least you're being reasonable about it. You know, it's always better to be civil.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What exactly is civil?
It just means you're nice and that you, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're decent to people and, like, you're civil.
Well, here's the joke that one of my supers tells me.
It's an engineering
joke. The difference between civil engineers and mechanical?
Yeah.
Mechanical engineers build weapons. Civil engineers build targets. Yep.
You engineer guys, man, you need to invite us down to, like, the engineer comedy night.
Oh, I'm sure we
could. And karaoke.
We would only get two of the jokes and not find either one funny.
It would be such a sausage party, too. Men's Room Blank Question. We'll bring the sausage. Don't be like me and do blank, 844-999-OLA.
I picture lots of guys in black jeans and white tennis shoes.
Yes, I do.
All right, polo shirt. Wouldn't that be standard gear?
Civil engineers, though, man.
Right? I know that's different. We're just used to the radio guys where it's like, look, I don't know if it's a guy that delivers for UPS, you know he delivers for UPS because he's wearing all brown. You recognize it, right? UPS, you know UPS. But I do feel like in the world of radio, if you walk into a building and there's a guy, he has glasses, he has a collared shirt that is tucked into a pair of black jeans.
Blue jeans.
And white tennis shoes. Like,
oh, you bet
your man. That's the engineer. That's the guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Men's Room Blank Question. Don't be like me and do blank.
Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola.
So, yeah, don't be like me and hook your truck to a car with two CPS workers and a school counselor in it and drag them off your property.
How this situation unfolded.
I'm assuming you had to be in jail for a while.
Oh, no. I was released pretty quickly. They attempted to put 5 felony charges against me, but they were all dismissed.
So how exactly did this unfold, that this is what you did?
So they came onto my property to investigate an incident that had occurred earlier in the night.
Why were they investigating?
My children. So basically they attempted to force entry into my house under color of law. I tried to refuse it, you know, basically defending my property rights. They refused to leave my property. I called 911 to report him for trespass. 911 told him to leave the property and await the sheriff. They still refused. So I told them I was going to drag them off, and they told me to go ahead and do it. So out come the chains, and off I went.
What kind of car do you have? What kind of truck did you have?
F-350.
They should have been able to see that and see the look in your face and know, like, this guy is just the type of guy that's
going to
do
to drive
exactly what he said he's going to do. See, like, I think that I would
exactly
be,
what was going
to
happen.
Right, I know, that's what I'm saying. I would think that I would be like, look, I understand, I'm going to drive this car off of your property, that way I maintain my transmission or whatever.
Yeah,
the
but
hell.
They work for CPS. Right. They work for Child Protection Services.
Why were they there? What were they investigating?
Well, that would be another don't do as I do story. Involving my girlfriend, don't get pissed off at your boyfriend and discharge several rounds into his truck.
Oh, all right.
Well, so wait, you're arguing with your girlfriend, she fires your gun, and is this the same truck you towed CPS off your property?
Yeah, no, she fired into my truck.
You do understand why CPS came by, right? They're not trying to pester you.
I understand that, but what they fail to recognize is that I did everything I had to do to protect my children. I called 911 that night, had my girlfriend arrested, a restraining order was placed on her from coming back to the house. They were there to see if I had cleaned up the glass.
Okay, all right, I'm following.
Yeah.
What happened after you dragged them off the property?
Well, that gets a little deeper, too, because they reported to 911 that I was brandishing a firearm.
Were you?
So, no, absolutely not. That's the thing that my saving grace, I'd be sitting in federal prison right now if I didn't have 360-degree surveillance of my property, video surveillance.
Oh, so how did they not know you had, I mean, everything about you sounds like the guy, A, that's going to tow my goddamn car off your property, B, it's going to have surveillance on the property. I mean, I don't know, man. To me, you sound exactly... Everything you said is exactly what I would expect you to say. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. It makes no sense to me. I mean, from the time that I told them I was going to tow them off my property and went up and pulled the chain out of the back of my truck, which they were in full view of, they still had another 7 minutes to exit my property while I went in to get my keys.
Okay. Damn, man. And what about the girlfriend? Whatever happened to her?
We're back together.
Oh, I knew it. I was going to say, but you're going to tell me you're married.
Oh, man. It's all good.
Let me ask you this, man.
I know you guys are going to buzz me up on that.
Oh, no. I think we have some fair questions.
Right here with me.
How do you reconcile this, right? So you get the restraining or all this stuff, but, like, look. You sit down sometimes in relationships.
It goes even deeper where she was pissed off. My ex-wife was getting sentenced the night that all this went down actually physically assaulting my daughter.
Wow. This is many, many layers. This is a big, big Vidalia-sized onion.
Do you have a good day?
I woke up in the middle of the night to my girlfriend on the phone with my ex-wife going off on her. So when I intervened trying to get the phone away, my girlfriend took that as me defending my ex-wife, and that's what brought on the...
Okay. All right.
Shooting of my vehicle.
these are good times. Oh, you probably got like neighbor of the year, like at the.
My neighbors love me.
Do that? Well, I'm sure they do. You probably do anything for them.
You know what? Because you're entertaining.
Yeah. And you have surveillance on your property, so if anybody tries anything crappy, you probably got it on camera.
Well, good luck in the relationship.
Jesus,
man. Times.
I thought I was a messed up dude in relationships.
Somehow, I just knew they were back together.
100%.
You just knew.
Yeah, she's right here. We've been together for 25 years now.
It happens, man. She was upset. She fired a gun into my truck. What are you going to do?
When's her blank question? Had her arrested. Don't be like me and do blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So don't do up and let your friends brand you with a wallet, a corn wallet.
Did you say a corn what?
So, you know what? Like, I don't know if you've probably been to Hot Topic at the mall or whatever.
Yeah, when I was a kid, sure.
Back in the day, they had those wallets that had, you know, a rock band or whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Like Korn.
Oh, okay.
The wallet, on the cover of the wallet, it was metal. And, it had the band name. And
when you said Korn wallet, we made it a sexual euphemism.
Yes, exactly.
A Korn wallet?
I don't know what you do back
there. I've never heard it called that, but damn, all right.
I thought he literally had a wallet made with corn kernels on it.
Right.
That's like a
either way, wallet. I'm not picturing this being in an urban area, but all right.
Okay.
So wallet with the band Korn's name.
What did you do? You heated up the metal and then attempted to brand yourself with it?
Yeah, so me and my best friend and another one of our friends, we got really messed up. Both drinking and smoking, and I was like, man, I really want this, you know, a tattoo or whatever. And my friend was like, well, why don't we just brand it, you know, just heat it up a little bit and we can brand you with it. And
backwards.
You can have it forever.
Because who doesn't want a backwards tattoo or brand?
Exactly. So, of course, me being the mental state that I was like, yeah, sounds like a great sign.
Great idea, man. That's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had my best friend hold me, and then my other friend heated it up. Well, when he put it up against me, apparently he was enjoying it too much. He held it there too long,
Ooh. And
he gave me a third-degree burn.
It's supposed to be a third-degree burn. I mean, if you're really getting brand. It's got to be.
I'm assuming you still have a massive scar from this?
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you touch it, it feels like leather.
Does it look like corn?
Does it look like
a backwards logo?
No.
You can't even identify the letters, right?
You press it so hard, it just looks like an oval.
Ah!
Damn, yeah.
Man, they used to brand. The guys on the football team, they branded each other when I was in college, just in various ways. They put a WV on their arm, or the fraternities would brand each other.
Right.
It was just, I mean, when you saw what people's arms look like after an initial, it was disturbing looking. I mean,
I had a cousin. They tried it just with a hanger.
That's what those guys.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, once in a while, somebody will just be like, "What is that?" He's like, "Well, when I was in high school, I played football, and we branded each other."
What was it supposed to look like?
Same thing he's saying. I guess either
you just
the logo,
put a
the
letter,
school,
or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah, and like Nui, who got it done, and my buddy Chris, like their arms just sometimes the skin just really rises up. There's this huge ridge. Other times it depends on, I guess, how hot,
how long
the brand,
you leave it there.
All those elements.
There should be, if you need to get branded, there should be like the branding guy.
Yeah.
Like your buddy does not know how to brand,
but
I think people discover.
You know, the fraternities, more of the black fraternities, the guys who would get branded,
they got a real brand.
They have a real brand. So their brand looks more professional than the guys.
Because again, it's a group of brothers. Like, hey man, we're going to brand each other.
Exactly.
Use a brand.
Men's Room Blank Question. Don't be like me and do blank. We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes on the way. First time for a few emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
A question, don't be like me and do blank. Guys, don't get married on your first enlistment in the military. I was United States Marine Corps, and she was in the Air Force. After a year, it was time for me to go to another duty station, and like an idiot, I popped the question. Months earlier, friends on her side told me that she was married twice before and was marrying service members so she could pay off her debt. She was married twice before she was 22. Of course, she didn't tell me this until she got me. She got out of the Air Force and joined me at my duty station where her parents lived nearby. And after 2 years, I reenlisted with a bonus of $5,000. That was a lot of money in 1994. Well, 2 days after getting the bonus, it was gone. She paid off most of her bills. I confronted her, got into an argument, and she packed up a couple bags and left. A month later, I got served with divorce papers. Her third at age 26, my first. So, you military guys, think with a big head on your shoulders. Been single since and loving it. No greater feeling than earning your money and being able to keep it. Boo bitches.
Unfortunately, it never changes.
Nope.
I know somebody that just went through this and like didn't tell his parents. And I mean, he's going on deployment, so he got married.
Well, there's monetary compensation involved too, right?
Correct.
You know, I mean,
it's that, and you're going on a deployment. Who knows what's going to happen? Like, I don't, you know, it's easy to say don't do that, but when you're in the military, that's pretty tough to say no, right?
Right, yeah. Don't be like my friend, Jen, and step on your own ponytail when you're crouched down, then roll down a hill into a bonfire, then definitely don't wrap the burn in duct tape. Pro tip, fire is hot and duct tape is sticky. That from Gay Eric. Guys, I lived in Anchorage for 10 years, and as soon as you said Centennial Park, I knew where the story was going. I'm the guy who was walking home from school who was not paying attention to where I was going. I was walking home basically on autopilot, looked up in time to see a yearling moose.
Yearling is a moose who had just been kicked out by his mom. It's literally a foot from me. I was startled when I saw him, so I jumped and caused him to jump as well. I knew that staring at the moose antagonizes them, so I immediately turned around, walked away. He just watched me until I was on the other side of the street. Then he continued eating his shrub. A good way to antagonize a moose is to stand and stare at it or start taking pictures a little too close.
Yeah, I'm not going to do either of those things, man.
Who gives advice on how to antagonize a moose?
When you guys were in Anchorage, did you go to the Alaskan Bush Company? That from Zamboni Dave in Heart Valley, Alberta, Canada. I don't know if we did or not, man.
I'm not trying to be funny. If it was the strip club, then I did. That's when I got shaved. Like, yeah, that was a long night. Mm. But I don't know, man. I remember there was Bernie's Bungalow. What was the other joint? One other place we went all
Humpies.
The time. Humpies, yeah.
Humpies, and then we went to the Paris. And we went to a restaurant.
Where'd you meet Roger?
Roger was Humpy Sports Bar.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, man. That was a great night.
It's in the name.
That was the night that Steve got kicked out of the strip club for trying to buy weed.
No, I was chased out of a bar for trying to be weed. I was thrown out of the strip club because I told the stripper I'm not interested. And I finally
Oh, that's why it was. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It was just a long night. Uh-huh.
Is there booze in the strip clubs up there?
I don't remember. I think that there was. But the chick kept coming, hey, do you want to dance? You want to dance? And like on the fourth time, I'm like, no, man. It was the same chick, right? So I was just like, look, I'm not trying to be difficult. You keep asking me this. I keep giving you the same. Like, I don't find you that attractive. Like, what do you want me to tell you? So it was fine, but I went outside to smoke a cigarette. And the guy there was very kind, very large, large man. But I go to walk back in. He put his hand on my chest. And like any guy, you're not a fan of that. Except the hand was connected, again, to a very, very large man. So let's just say I let it go. And he said, hey, man, look, I was just told not to let you back in. I'm like, that's fine. I'm not going to mess with you, dude. But he called me a cab. It was great. He was very friendly. He was very friendly.
Any comments?
Yeah, we got a few. It says, don't be like me and poop on a girl's watercolor painting after drinking a lot of booze.
Oh.
In case you were thinking about doing that, this guy says don't do that.
I wonder what the painting was of.
Don't poop.
Was it someone's face? Was it a picture? Like, was it like a picture of like your dead parent? Or
either
like,
way.
Or was it like an ocean view? I mean, what did you poop on?
Don't do that.
Like, could you please just text us back and tell people what the picture
what
was?
What was the painting
I want to know what it was. Was it like, did you poop on a fire truck? I mean, what was the picture
Was it
of?
A painting of a toilet?
Was it a watercolor? Was it a flower? What was it?
Don't jug 3 bottles of Pear Ripple within 2 hours at age 13 on New Year's Eve. Ooh. Still surprised I didn't die from alcohol poisoning. And then this comment refers back to a call we had earlier. Nice young woman called the show and pointed out, look, she accidentally, while camping with her husband and dog, ran over the dog and her husband. Mm-hmm. She points out she didn't completely run over her husband. She did accidentally shove the dog into the fire, but she added she did not knock her husband into the fire. This is what the comment says. I'm the guy that got run over by my wife. I was sitting in a lawn chair and definitely went into the fire.
Oh, there's the true end of the story.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got we have time for a few extra emails here for the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Birthdays are plenty. My birthday today. I would love to get a shout out to my kids, Alex and Rebecca, if they're listening. Also, could I get the Dirty Germans talking about chastity belts? Thanks, guys. That from Vanessa.
Yeah, well, I am from. I do not know what a chastity belt is.
Yeah, there's one simple way to get those off, and it involves blow. Torches.
Guys, our son Bob turns 18, and although he dropped out of high school at a young age, he got his GED quickly, so he officially graduated before the rest of his class. He is becoming an amazing young man, and we love him very much. We don't think that anything except some dirty Germans would be more than appropriate for his 18th birthday. Thanks in advance, guys. That from Bob and Olive.
Yeah, for your birthday, we do it Snoop Doggy style. My penis will be the blunt.
Yeah, Bob, I assume your real name is Robert. Well, you could see my Richard.
By the way, quick update. It turns out that the Alaskan Bush Company, and we weren't being funny, that is the strip club. And this guy...
Nice.
All right, so yeah, I have been there.
Oh, so you have been there.
The guy says, I've been all over the world, and the Alaskan Bush Company is the greatest strip bar ever. And then he takes it back to add, the greatest. Yeah. And yes, there is booze there. And by the way, Miles, it says Paris, best steak in Alaska.
It is really good.
So I do remember
maybe,
that.
Maybe Kellen will take us in.
Okay.
You know, we know somebody. We get a drink or something. Not that he goes if he's got a girlfriend listening. Oh, it's my buddy Josh's 28th birthday, and he very much digs your show.
Can he breathe? It's like a big hole he just got tossed in.
Uh-oh. Is there any way I could get a turtle sex, whether you like it in the pause? Love the show. Keep it up. That from David.
You like that? You like that?
Drop the beat.
Guys, very special birthday for shout out to my friend Jamin. We're so old that we don't even keep track of it anymore, but we still know how to party. Can he get, please, some dirty Germans talking about heavy equipment? That from the Bearded Viking.
Yeah, oddly enough, I'll be bringing my own Bearded Viking tonight. And it's very, very heavy equipment.
Yeah, well, everybody refers to me as a backloader.
Yeah.
Miles, I'll draw your diagram.
Guys, it's my boyfriend Carlos's birthday. Absolutely loves you guys and listens to your podcast religiously. How about giving a birthday shout-out with some wedding puke and some Aussie Ted? Thank you, guys. You're awesome. That from the girlfriend.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. Carlos, heard it's your birthday. Try to stay away from that tiger blood this time, all right?
By the way, Miles, we got an update on the watercolor.
Yeah, what was
that? The guy pooped on. Says it was a water painting she did by herself. Don't remember the painting, but blacked out, took it off the wall, put it on a computer chair, and pooped. I came to, and she started yelling
at
me.
Why would you think?
Why are you putting it on my skinny jeans when it's a smelly human poop? Very bad night there.
Very bad
night. Why does he hate that woman?
I don't know. Who sees a painting
he
on the wall?
Took it off the wall.
I think I need to poop on
that. Hear this out. Maybe he was drunk enough that he thought instead of just pooping directly on her chair, he'd put down something.
Okay, right.
I'm trying here. It seems like pure drunken hate.
Guys, please wish my work partner Chris a happy birthday. I don't care how old he is. Please give him a few Robin Thicks and maybe an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys. Love the show. And maybe Robin telling him he's trailer trash in German.
That's fun. Thankfully, there's good news.
Ja, du bist dreckig.
You could have said, have a nice day. And
I know, it doesn't
matter.
Only dinosaurs.
Trailer trash in German sounds nicer than when we say it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, trailer trash.
Trailer trash is aggressive.
No, there's nothing positive about
that. Because you're saying they're trash.
Trailer trash.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Could you please wish my buddy Dan a happy 33rd birthday? Technically, then my dad would be trailer trash because he lives in a trailer.
Hey, let him know.
Okay.
Well,
hi, Dad,
just
if you're listening,
you're
trailer trash.
Trailer liver.
Yeah.
That somehow sounds worse.
Well, there's white people, then there's white trash.
Okay. Could you please wish my buddy, my dad lives in a trailer in Florida.
Jesus Christ. Because they're not even people.
Right.
That's the point Dad's making.
I'm trying to make a point. Your dad's not trash.
Could you please wish my buddy Dan a happy 33rd birthday? A year ago, he introduced me to your show, and I've been listening every day since then. How about an original fish sandwich and your penis is too small? Thanks, guys. That from the meter reader.
Fish sandwich.
Today's my husband's 38th birthday. He's amazing and an amazing father of our two young boys. As the years go on, it's gotten more difficult to surprise him with wonderful, meaningful gifts. So this year, I have planned a little getaway for the two without the kiddos. I was hoping to get the dirty Germans talking about the things that he would like for me to do to him on this getaway. Keep doing what you do. Love the show. That from the wife.
Yeah. All you need to know is that every time you yawn, it would taste like Fritos.
Yeah. And I can imagine what she would like. Treat him like a beef rib. It's a lot of meat, a little fat, and one big bone.
Get your knuckles dirty.
What the hell is up with the Fritos? I ate Fritos today. Don't ruin Fritos for me.
That's how you explain
the
breath.
Do not ruin Fritos for me.
By the way, sorry, just another email. About the Alaskan Bush Company.
Yeah, apparently,
look, I remember being there. I did not realize that was a name. But it says, just following up on the great strip bar. I don't ever think you could, first time I ever saw a vagina wink at me. This girl has such control. The Alaskan Bush Company, everybody.
Hey, we should have a weekend where we just go up to Alaska and do the show from KZ&D and just go over to the Alaskan Bush Company. Bring blisters. Come on down, everybody.
Watch the vagina's wink.
This is amazing.
She's got a legit third eye.
This section.
So wise.
Wink.
Oh, boy. Hola, bitches. My name is Jack, and I would like to wish my good friend Keith, a.k.a. KP, a happy 46. We've been coworkers for 5 years as union electricians for Nelson Electric. We've been friends for what seems like a lifetime. Don't make it weird. Keep on rocking. Just talk all over yourselves about electricians. All right, well, the first thing you got to know about being an electrician is when you walk up to
the box plug.
I don't know who was here before this.
Get that
they
little
didn't
bit of
what they were doing. Look and see what they did right here. That's completely wrong. I'm going to have to rip that entire thing out.
That's all I got, guys.
No one's ever done it right the first time. Want to wish my brother, Michael Dale, a big happy 52nd birthday. How about getting some wedding puke and those wonderful dirty Germans? Keep kicking ass, guys. That from Michael.
And it?
Yeah, for your birthday, I have a gift, but I have to wrap it for you first.
Yeah, come over here. Tonight, you can play with my gooey duck.
Guys, and finally, I want to give a shout-out to a great man, Benny Rios. It's Benny's 60th birthday today. Unfortunately, we lost him last month, and he's missed by all. Could he get a drop the beat and the dirty Germans talking about Godzilla? Thanks, guys. Keep on rocking. Like I know Benny is upstairs. That from Sean.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, the thing I like about Godzilla, he's so tall, you can look straight between his legs.
Yeah, and scaly.
Dry.
Godzilla, he's giant.
I want to moisturize his little lizard testicles.
I thought he liked New York and blondes, but that's the other creature.
He likes the Japanese women.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bitte.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
As far as our men's room poll, earthquake, tornado, hurricane, which would you rather deal with? Guys, I choose earthquake since I have been in four over 6.7 years. Those would include the 92 Landers, California quake of 7.3, Northridge, California 6.7 in 94, Kobe, Japan 6.9, 95, Nisqually, Washington 6.8. And one more email. And this is a sad email, kind of a sad email.
Here. You got sad music?
I do. Yes, I do. And it says, guys.
Are you going to play the sad music?
Yeah, it says I have to bring it in at the right point.
This is like a production. Yeah. All right, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I had to share a disappointing experience I had. Buying a BK fish sandwich.
Oh, this is sad.
See how I did that?
This is heavy, dude. Yeah. Don't make fun of this.
I finally remember them from years ago and had a craving, so I pulled and ordered one. I was shocked to see this pathetic small piece of fish, about a fourth smaller than it used to be, and on some pathetically small bun, again smaller, with no seeds. This cost me $8.01. Well, I won't do that again. For that price, I'll go get something I can sit down and eat and not regret. That from Katie.
Why, you should offer some kind of response.
Katie, you know, I'm a graduate of BKU. Went to school there when I was 16.
He has his alumni ring.
I do. I worked at
Letterman's
Burger
jacket.
I worked at Burger King for 2 weeks before they took the brown away from me. I believe it was a brown uniform. Brown and orange, if I'm not mistaken.
2 weeks, man.
2 weeks. But
they didn't ask you to defuse a bomb. They said work at Burger King.
Was it the whaler or the big K?
God damn, man.
It was always the big fish when I do it.
All right. I thought it might be something.
I say, you know what? Everybody has an off day.
Yeah. Give it another chance.
Give it another shot.
That's right, man. And if not, just get a while.
Yeah, but if she doesn't like it again, Ted, it's on you.
Let's go back in time. The last time we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Four.
Percy. Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
Three times fast.
Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
One.
Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
Two.
Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
Oh, last time we played, we got a big win. Let's try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, man, Steve and I were up late last night. Doing some trucker speed, staying up and writing all these new rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC. It's what we do almost once a week.
And the truckers don't always require cash to get the drugs.
That's right. But either way, lo and behold, we wasted our time, Steve, because we come in today and then we get a listener-submitted Ted versus
the
FCC.
Damn it, I wish we had known.
Yes, I know. We would have wasted all that good time. Either way, this one comes from our head writer, Sir Jolly Joe, and the... I forgot about this one. This is going to be a good one for you, Ted. You're going to love it. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, by the way, is Ted has to read this one time through. And three times fast, you can play You versus the FCC if you download the Men's Room app. Okay, this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this.
Short Chill Shoal City Sheila smokes a short-shaped city spliff as she sits and shifts. Her craft is cutting cut blunts. Her blunts are cut counterclockwise. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Short Chill Shoal City Sheila smokes a short-shaped city spliff as she sits and shifts. Her craft is cutting cut blunts. Her blunts are cut counterclockwise.
Three times fast.
Short Chill Shoal City Sheila smokes a short-shaped city spliff as she sits and shifts. Her craft is cutting cut blunts. Her blunts are cut counterclockwise.
One.
Short Chill Shoal City Sheila smokes a short-shaped city spliff as she sits and shifts. Her craft is cutting cut blunts. Her blunts are cut counterclockwise.
Two.
Short Chill Shoal City Sheila smokes a short-shaped city spliff as she sits and shifts. Her craft is cutting blunts, cut blunts. Her blunts are cut counterclockwise.
A win at Ted versus the FCC. Get out of time, as they say in Pittsburgh. That was a tough one today, man. All right, bad jokes coming up. 844-999-OLA. You can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and send it to us if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. We're going to take a break and kick off bad jokes next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad joke time, 844-999. Oh, away we go on the bad jokes. Couple from the email. Mike, you'll like this one. What do you call a man in a toolbox with no body?
What do you call a man in a toolbox with no body?
Philip.
Ha.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs being drugged behind a boat?
I don't know.
Skip.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yes. What else you got?
Oh, this is a good one. Two windmills are standing in a field, and one asks the other, what kind of music do you like? The other one says, I'm a big metal fan.
Hello. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the bad jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
Why don't they play poker in the jungle?
Why don't they play poker in the jungle?
It's too many cheetahs.
Too many cheetahs.
Hello, Miles. Welcome to the bad jokes.
Should be Africa.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So what was Bruce?
Try that again.
Ow. What? And he's gone. I lost my job at the bank on the very first day. A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, when's the best time for a low-flying airplane sound?
What is the best time for a low-flying airplane what?
Sound.
When is the best time for a low-flying airplane sound?
When?
Right now.
What do you call? What do you call a bunch of kittens in a drawer?
What do you call a bunch of kittens in a drawer?
Yeah, I don't know, but it sure is adorable. An African American man walks into a FedEx and asks the guy at the front desk where the color printers are. The guy tells him, "Dude, it's 2018. You can use any printer you want."
Oh, golly.
That's from a black guy.
Why couldn't the pirate play cards?
Why?
Because they were standing on the deck.
Do you know where pirates go for dinner?
Where do pirates go for dinner?
To the Kraken Barrel. What were you going to say, Tim?
Arby's.
What is it? Is it the Rorschach test?
Rorschach test.
Yeah. Rorschach test. I tried to look up pictures of a Rorschach test, but all that came up were pictures of my parents fighting.
Jeez, man.
That's sad.
All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! Mas tequila! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose two unidentified kids from Daly City, California. Now, the problem is I don't have the kids' ages, but here is their story. Now, like kids, these kids, they wanted to score some beer. Now, the problem is they don't have fake IDs. They weren't going to steal the beer. So instead, one of them sat on the other one's shoulders and then wore a giant trench coat. Not making this up, right? So two little kids, one kid sits on another kid's shoulders. They put on the giant trench coat. Obviously, the disguise worked exactly as well as you think it did. They were denied, but they stayed in costume and then went outside where they bumped into another adult and asked if he would go inside and buy them beer, explaining they'd simply forgot their ID. This guy said, well, I forgot my ID. I can't help you. They explained then that they were detectives and that they really, really needed the beer. In the end, the kids got away. The cops aren't bothering to look. But I want you to imagine this.
I thought that was only in movies.
No, it no. Yeah,
these kids, right. He climbed on his awesome buddy's shoulders.
I mean, they'll tell that story for the rest of their life.
Put on the everyone involved will. The guy, the cashier, like, dude.
That is awesome.
I like that they thought it might work, though, man. That is such a great move. Yeah. From there, by the way, it's amazing.
And the fact that they could pick it up, like bend down, like, you know what I mean? Like use both bodies to be able to get it out, open the door, get it out of the case.
You know it was up. Clumsy.
Yeah. I'd love to see the security.
Oh, God, me
that.
Too. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. Color 9844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.